News.
For today, mostly cloudy skies, isolated chances of lingering rain showers, highs around 80. For today, mostly cloudy skies, lower 80s, winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 60. For Sunday into Monday, mostly sunny skies will see highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The Kansas State Finance Council has allocated more than $254 million of federal coronavirus relief funds. Governor Laura Kelly said yesterday in a news release that the funds will provide aid to Kansans who need it the most, help mitigate the spread of COVID-19, and accelerate economic recovery. The group's unanimous approval slated the federal funds for public health, education, and economic development proposals as recommended by a task force. The governor's office says this is the second major allocation of the more than $1.03 billion Kansas has received through the Federal Coronavirus Relief Fund. The McPherson County Health Department yesterday confirmed the county's first COVID-19-related death. McPherson County authorities say the man was in his 30s and was hospitalized on last Sunday. The county said it's a somber reminder that COVID-19 does exist in our community and it needs to be taken seriously. Mid-America Network News.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iflyaugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Police in Wichita say four people have been arrested after a shooting at a Wichita motel left one man dead and another seriously injured. Police said in a news release the shooting happened just before 1 o'clock yesterday morning at the Scoutsman Hotel on the city's west side. Arriving officers found 40-year-old William Potorf of Wichita dead from multiple gunshot wounds. Police say within minutes a 23-year-old man arrived at a local hospital in critical condition, also with multiple gunshot wounds. Police say the shooting occurred after the 23-year-old and several others forced their way into the motel room, and Potorf and a younger man pulled out guns and began firing. President Trump raising a few eyebrows yesterday, suggesting the November 3rd election be postponed due to concerns over the security of mail-in ballots. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says mail-in voting is a safe, secure way to complete your civic duty. He said mail-in voter fraud is not a systemic issue and is not a reason to delay the presidential election. Mid-America Network News.
The Never Trumpers and Romney Republicans are charging into Kansas. Racing in from Washington to save Roger Marshall. They agree with Roger Marshall, who said Donald Trump is embarrassing. And the Romney crowd loves that Roger Marshall is part of the Washington swamp. They know Marshall voted to add $2 trillion to the national debt. And Marshall has taken big bucks from drug companies, including opioid manufacturers, and voted to give the drug companies billions in tax breaks. The Romney Republicans know Kris Kobach is just too conservative and too loyal to President Trump because he's for building the wall and for stopping voter fraud. The Romney crowd is out to save their swamp creature buddy, Roger Marshall. In the U.S. Senate primary, it's time for Kansas Republicans to fight back. Go vote on Tuesday, August 4th. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A proposal to outlaw a common second trimester abortion procedure has hit a snag in the Nebraska legislature, leaving its prospects unclear. Opponents used a filibuster to keep the measure from coming to a vote this week after the allotted 3 hours of debate. Supporters now have to show they have a 33-vote supermajority of support necessary to overcome a filibuster at a later date. If they don't, the bill will effectively die this session. The measure appears to have support from a majority of the legislature's 49 senators. The bill would ban dilation and evacuation abortions. Also from the legislature, a bill that would let Nebraska teachers physically restrain students who are hurting themselves or others died in the legislature after opponents mounted a filibuster to keep it from coming to a vote. Supporters fell one vote short of the 33 they needed yesterday to end legislative debate and advance the bill through a first-round vote. Mid-America Network News.
Dr. Roger Marshall has shown he'll stand up for Kansas veterans. As an Army Reserve veteran, Dr. Marshall co-sponsored a bill signed into law by President Trump that will help tens of thousands of Vietnam vets get the benefits they deserve. Dr. Marshall also voted to give veterans greater access and choice in health care, allowing use of VA benefits for neighborhood urgent care facilities so veterans can get care close to home. In the Senate, Roger Marshall will keep our nation's promise to Kansas vets. That's why Dr. Roger Marshall's been endorsed by one of Kansas' greatest military veterans, Senator Bob Dole. Marshall is also endorsed by Kansans for Life as the pro-life candidate for Senate. Dr. Roger Marshall for Senate. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Association and Donovan Electric Cooperative Association Thursday announced their board approvals of a proposed consolidation plan. A joint member vote on this is planned in October. If in-person meetings are not possible, communication by special mailing will be arranged. Prior to the vote, meetings are planned with employees and members, citing an approach that allows both cooperatives to provide predictable electrical service and local jobs. Officials commented in a press release that the plan will benefit everyone and the organizations will be in a stronger financial position going forward. A new legal entity, Northeast Kansas Electric Cooperative, would be organized, combining a workforce of 20 current employees. A significant potential savings over a 10-year period is forecast, with a combined board initially, maintaining offices in both Axtell and Troy, with both anticipated to provide service well into the future. An 8-county region would encompass over 5,000 customers if combined. The proposed consolidation would provide cost savings and greater operation efficiency. The consolidation requires approval of 2/3 of the voting members of both cooperatives. Votes will be held on the same day in October, which is to be announced. If approved, the consolidation is anticipated to be completed by January 1st, 2021. The two cooperatives utilize the same customer and business information systems and are served by the same power supply provider under the same contract terms. The combined cooperatives will retain their well-established 75-year tradition of reliable service and enjoy efficiencies that will help stabilize rates through cost savings. That, according to Kathleen O'Brien, who is slated to serve as general manager of the new entity, if approved. More details and the news release posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Marysville USD 364 is planning on a Friday afternoon announcement of plans for the start of the upcoming school year. KNDY will record the 2 p.m. meeting and release the audio, and a video version will be downloaded later Friday afternoon as well to the school website. Again, details outlining procedures and dates for USD 364 Marysville school start will be released later Friday afternoon.
Fundraising efforts have begun on the fitness center that is to be built next to the new gym at Lynn High School. The Lynn Booster Club is hoping to raise around $180,000. Booster Club member Brad Oldie talks about how they are going about raising that money.
We're trying to raise the money through the alumni and businesses. That's how we're going to try and go. We'd like to do a couple big fundraisers, but with the COVID, we just don't know. If anyone wanted to donate to this project, it's through the Lynn Booster Club, P.O. Box 132. It'd be really appreciated.
Oldie talks about why they felt a fitness center was needed.
Really wanted to start a fitness center, and it all came about as the school was needing some more weights, and we kind of wanted to combine it all. We just wanted to make sure we have a good fitness center weight room that the community could use and the school.
The fitness center will be built right next to the new gym, and USD 223 Superintendent John Wetzel said depending on the timing of everything, the center could be even connected to the new gym. Wetzel talks about the status of the construction of the new gym at Lynn High School.
Once all the financial pieces have been put in place, we've got a little bit of legwork to finish up on our end as well, because not only are we getting this work done and the improvements done at Lynn, we're also getting some much-needed improvements done at Hanover as well. Once all that's in place, we should have everything rolling. Timeline-wise, we originally were told we were going to go early to mid-August. They've had some issues with some of the materials, so that backed it up. So we're looking at end of August, first of September. I'm anticipating that gym being nearly completed, if not complete, by the end of school this next year.
You can hear more from Superintendent John Wetzel and Lynn Booster Club member Brad Oldie on this weekend's Public Affairs program.
Julia R. Root, age 89, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington, burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation at the church from 9 to 11, preceding service Saturday. Ward Funeralum of Washington in charge of arrangements for Julia Root. Ronald A. Korber, age 74, of rural Bern, passed away Tuesday. Services Monday, 10 a.m. at Freedon's United Church of Christ, rural Bern, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Ronald Korber. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken salad on whole wheat bread, vegetable soup, oranges, and cake. Monday, chicken strips, cheesy potato, a muffin, green beans, and Watergate salad. KNDY News Time 7:16.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this low and frontal boundary that brought lots of rain across the central parts of the Midwest pretty much through the week is now moving off towards the east-southeast, and we'll see dry weather for today and into tonight. Another quick cold front will bring just isolated chances for some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, but otherwise behind that system, we're going to see cool temperatures, highs only in the mid to upper 70s Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, lingering chances of rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. We'll see highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 60. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Another inch and a half in our rain gauge off and on throughout the day Thursday again. Average high temperature late July, 88. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2006. The average low 65, recent record low 53 in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:40. Sunrise in the morning at 6:25. Again, we were just shy of an inch and a half of rain off and on throughout the day Thursday here at the studios in Marysville. Still a few lingering showers, parts of the plains out in northwest Kansas, extending north into southwest Nebraska. Activity swirling south of Kansas City along the Kansas-Missouri border. Overcast, 62 degrees this morning. Quite a pleasant change. Winds are light, favoring the east. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 31st of July. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican, Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
A pair of thrilling finishes on the court and the SEC's change to its fall schedule. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The NBA made its highly anticipated return at Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex. In the first matchup of the night featuring the Utah Jazz and New Orleans Pelicans, Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert put their past differences aside to combine for 34 points and 17 rebounds as the Jazz beat the Pelicans 106-104. Gobert spoke about what it was like to be back in action.
Life works in a mysterious way, you know, and I'm just happy, blessed to be able to, you know, be back on the court.
In a battle between two of the Western Conference's best, LeBron James and the Lakers shook off the rust when it mattered most.
10 seconds to shoot. LeBron runner in the lane, no good, got his own rebound and scores. It's 103-101 Lakers, timeout Clippers.
The call on ESPN 710 LA. James layup with 12 seconds left carried the Lakers past the Clippers 103-101. This is ABC Sports. The Southeastern Conference announced it will adapt a 10-game conference-only football schedule this fall beginning September 26th. The SEC joins three other Power 5 conferences, including the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12, to alter its schedule in an effort to provide more flexibility during the pandemic. Commissioner Greg Sankey.
This decision is a recognition of that reality, wanting to make sure we welcome people back, that whatever learning and change has to happen around our campuses takes place in a great way, and that will allow us to play the football season.
The SEC championship game has also been pushed back 2 weeks to December 19th. Angels outfielder Mike Trout was officially placed on the paternity list. Trout's wife is expected to deliver the couple's first child sometime in August. The three-time MVP can return to the Angels without self-isolating as long as he continues to test negative for COVID-19 while away from the team. Dave Packer, ABC.
What would make Kris Kobach lose another election like he did 2 years ago? Let's see. Kobach has strong ties to white nationalists, hiring them and taking thousands in campaign donations. Kobach was pro-abortion before he was against it. Kobach actually said, quote, "I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances." Now he says he's pro-life? And Kris Kobach was even passed over for a job in President Trump's cabinet after Kobach insisted on 24/7 access to a private government jet? No wonder national Democrats are spending millions to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary. They know a proven loser when they see one. White nationalist ties, pro-abortion, passed over by Trump, favored by Democrats. Say no to Kris Kobach and the Democrats. Plains Pack paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.plainspack.com.
.net. I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Negotiations to finalize the next coronavirus relief package in Congress far from the finish line, and so is aid for agriculture. That according to the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The Senate Republican proposal includes a second round of $1,200 stimulus payments for individuals and extends additional unemployment payments by $200 a week through September and includes substantial funding for schools and COVID-19 testing and $20 billion for agriculture. The discretionary funding would support agricultural producers, growers, and processors. Not included, though, in the Republican plan is additional funding for food and nutrition programs or dedicated funding for states' departments of agriculture to respond to COVID-19 impacts. DASDA CEO Barb Glenn said the relief package falls short of meeting the needs of the food and ag community. Further, Debbie Stabenow, the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, says struggling Americans deserve better. She said the Republican plan's a non-starter without nutrition assistance included in the package. A coalition of environmental groups challenging the Trump administration's rewrite of the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. The Environmental Defense Fund, along with other organizations, called the rewrite an attack on Americans. Leading the legal challenge, an attorney for the environmental group Earth Justice says they want to make it easier to silence folks' voices and give polluters a free pass to bulldoze through our neighborhoods. That's why they're taking them to court. NEPA requires federal agencies to assess the environmental effects of the proposed actions before making any decisions. The Public Lands Council says, however, the changes make the process more efficient. These updates establish presumptive time limits for 2 years for environmental impact statements and 1 year for an environmental assessment. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Tim Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by United States Custom Harvesters, Syngenta AgriProceed, Abilene Machine, and Midwest Ford Dealers. We check in with High Plains Harvesting as Ryan Hafner joins us over the phone with High Plains Harvesting as a few of his crews making their way through Montana. As of right now, I believe you guys are in the South Central regions near Billings. What are you guys seeing up in that region?
Well, we take everything to the bins. I know they're testing protein. I haven't heard what it is. Test weights would be in the right around 60. It's just a decent crop. It's not great, and it's far from terrible. So, 40 to 50 bushel, I'd say. There's a hint of sawfly in this area too, which is kind of where it always came from. So the fields are a little bit hit and miss with that. But just a reasonable crop, but I don't have a protein from this area.
Well, great. And as you guys continue to press on, have you ran into any issues, or are you kind of past those?
No, not really. Some of the issues are behind us now, I guess, a little bit. We were just having problems with the ripening of crops and hail and drought. And, a lot of that seems to be somewhat behind us. We've been able to keep going. We've had to watch our moisture the last week, and I think even that's kind of fading away now. Like I say, we've cut every day for over a week, and little chance of rain here the next 2 days, but just, nothing's really been slowing us down lately. So it's good to kind of get back up to speed.
Again, checking in from the Billings area, that is Ryan Hafner with High Plains Harvesting. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It's harvest time. Well, maybe not in the field, but it is in the garden. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-18. Check out flora.com.
Jim Fizell is our gardening guru, and he's back with us again today to talk about harvest time.
Lots of stuff coming in right now. We need to harvest in the cool of the morning if we can, as soon as the dew dries off. You don't want to pick some of these things when they're wet, because that can cause disease problems, especially with things like beans. It's important to harvest in the cool of the morning while the produce is still cool, because it's going to keep a lot better. And in fact, things like sweet corn, if you pick it in the morning when it's cool and get it into refrigeration right away, the sugars will stay sugars and will not turn to starch, and it's going to stay sweet longer. Another thing we need to do right now, although we haven't had a lot of problem with them, is insect problems. Not that we want them, but they're not there. Keep an watch for insects in your garden. Walk through it in the morning, even if you're not picking things. Take a look and see what is out there. If you're beginning to see some insect problems, take care of whatever it is right away. Also, disease problems. Now, since we haven't had a lot of moisture yet, a lot of disease problems that we generally see this time of year have not begun to show up. If they do show up, if it's a disease on one leaf, pick that leaf off. It's same thing with an insect. If you've got aphids on one shoot tip, take that thing off, put it in the trash, and don't worry about it. There's no need in spraying the whole garden if you have one plant that's infected or infested with insects. Out in the lawn, you want to keep mowing. It's important to keep doing that, even if you do not have a lot of grass growing. Some grass has gone pretty dry, but you know the weeds always grow, and some of these grass varieties put up seed stalks, even if there's no apparent growth going on. So you need to keep them mowed just to keep them looking nice. It's a little late for grub control right now, but if you begin to have grub problems later in the year, there are several things that you could use, like 7 or Dilox at the time that these begin to show up. Now, the sod webworms were flying about 10 days ago. If you had a lot of them flying, it's probably a good time right now to go out and put down some insecticide to kill these little larvae before they work on your grass. The sod webworm adults, as they're flying, lay eggs, which take about 10 days to hatch. Those little larvae that hatch from those, little caterpillars that hatch from those, are beginning to feed on the grass. And it doesn't matter whether the grass is green or brown, they will feed on it anyway. So if you had a lot of webworms flying, now's the time to put down insecticide. 7 will work. Bonide Delta 8 will work. And there are a lot of other things that you can find in your garden centers.
Gardening guru Jim Fazell, he sure knows his stuff, doesn't he? Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. A milder start shook some humidity out of the air, and we may finally break some rain showers today. Still a few lingering light showers out in northwest Kansas, points north, Kansas City area, points south. 62 here at the studios with a light east wind, mild for your Friday, this end of July, in the mid-70s. We recorded about an inch and a half rain yesterday, off and on throughout the day on Thursday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Trevor Rosenthal pitched a scoreless ninth for his first save since 2017, and the Royals beat the Tigers 5-3, overcoming Miguel Cabrera's first multi-homer game since 2016. Once a standout closer for St. Louis, Rosenthal has struggled with his health and effectiveness in recent years, finishing 2019 with a 13.50 ERA in 22 appearances. Royals have scored 25 of their 31 runs this year in the first five innings, but this time their offense came through late with a run in the seventh and two in the eighth. The SEC will play only league games in 2020 to deal with potential COVID-19 disruptions. That decision pushes major college football closer to a siloed regular season in which none of the power conferences cross paths. Friday, Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Worn-out pantyhose or nylon stockings can be a gardener's best friend. We will share some repurposing propositions on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 31st, the 213th day of the year. MGM's Leo the Lion roared for the first time on a film released on this day in 1928. Do you lose too many melons to disease or spoilage from damp soil? Protective sleeves made from nylon stockings or pantyhose may be the answer. Slip each melon into the leg section of hosiery and tie the end to a stake, suspending it off the ground. Don't worry, the stockings won't inhibit growth. As a melon matures, the nylon will stretch along with it. Old stockings can be used elsewhere in the garden, too. Strips of nylon work great for tying up tomatoes or other staked vegetables. And the leg portions work well as storage tubes for cured onions or garlic. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
To me, there's a good chance I could fly, and I might, it seems like, yeah, if it's gonna be any night, might as well be tonight. There's this thing that you do, you don't know that it does something to me, yeah. It's in the way that you sway, that you talk, that you touch, that you kiss, that you breathe, that I need. You look at me, girl, you're shaking things up like you wouldn't believe, crashing my comfort zone, setting me free. It's a who'd have thought, never dream kind of thing.